B'metzia Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Shomer Peres Ochlin Mehilchus Medina. People that watch Peres eat from a minug. Hilchus Medina is just a minug. Avaloi minat Torah, but this is not a din minat Torah, because only a worker that's working a field, a person that's just watching fruits and grain, that's not what the Torah is talking about. And the Rav says, though, that this is only talking about a watcher that's watching fruits that are detached, loose fruits on the ground. That if he was working with them, in a normal case, where he's not just watching, where he's actually working with them, he'd be able to eat them. If, let's say, his job was gathering them. Masha ein kein, something that's attached to the trees, if a guy's just watching orchards, you know, with the fruits attached to the trees, and nobody's doing any work with them, then even if he was doing work, but they weren't detached, because in their current state now, when they are attached, he's never allowed to eat them while they're attached to the ground, attached to the trees. So therefore, even with Rabbanan, even with this minhog, if he's just watching them, we don't allow him to eat them. You can't just go to a tree and pluck them off. Mashenkin, if he's watching, like fruit that's in a basket or whatever that's lying around, that we allow him to eat. So it's like a understanding that when people hire people to watch, that they're allowing them to eat. Arba shomrin hein. There are four types of shomrin. Shomer chinam, person that watches, he does you a favor, he watches something for free. Vash shoel, this is the other extreme. A person that borrows from you, and you're doing him a favor by lending to him. No say socher. Here's a person that gets paid to watch something for you. Veha socher. And on the other tzad, person that pays you that he should use it, meaning a renter. So an easier way to remember this is that there are four guys. Two guys are doing things for themselves, and two guys are doing things for the owner. Out of the two guys that are doing things for themselves, one is doing it without paying money. That's the shoel. And one of them is doing it for himself and paying money. That's the socher, the renter. And then you have the other two cases where the person that's holding on to it, the shomer, is doing it for the owner. One is he's just a nice guy, shomer chinam. And the other one is he's getting paid to do it for the owner. That's the shomer socher. So that's the four shomrim. Shomer chinam nishpa ala kol. Shomer chinam, this is the nicest guy. He's doing you a favor and watching it for free. He swears on everything because the only thing he's chayiv is for pshia, is for total negligence. But otherwise, Geneva, Aveda, Ones, he's always potter. He just has to swear that it was one of these things, and he wasn't negligent, and he potters himself from paying. And on the other tzad, the guy that does it totally for himself, Vahashoel, Mishalem is hakol. He pays everything. The only thing a shoel is potter for is Misa Machmas Malacha. If the item, let's say it's an animal, dies while it's doing work, this is an understanding, like the Mefarshim point out, that when a person gives something to somebody that he should borrow and use it, he's obviously allowing him to use it in its general course of how it's normally being used. So if an ox normally plows, and there's also a general understanding that if it would actually die while it's plowing or while it's actually doing its work, it broke from its very work, then he'd be potter. That seems to be a mutual agreement. But anything else, a shoel is chayav for. Even ones, which is an accident. So these two, the ones that are either paying to use it or getting paid to use it, they have the same halachas. So they're pater from ones. So they swear that it broke or was taken captive against the will. Nothing they could have done to stop that. Or the animal died. But they do pay for aveda and geneva, which is not totally an accident. It's sort of more of like a gray area, because it is a little bit of negligence, because they could have, in a certain way, prevented it. And on that, they have to pay.